Jetzt hier sind wir verbunden mit der 16-jährigen Inika Vogt aus Canberra. Ja, sie ist Gewinnerin der Google Competition. Inika, war gestern ein besonderer Tag für dich?
Yesterday was a very special day, not only for me as an artist, because having your design, I guess, and your art displayed all across Australia and talked about around the world was a really special thing. But I also wanted to send a message of reconciliation here in Australia to our Indigenous people.
Im Bild sieht man eine Aborigine-Frau, die von ihren Kindern getrennt ist. Dabei geht es also ganz klar um die Stolen Generation. Wie haben die Leute auf das Bild reagiert?
I've had a lot of positive feedback and a great reaction from people in Australia and across the world. A lot of comments, likes, and a lot of people could relate and like the image. So I was really happy with that.
Was hat dich genau inspiriert, eine solch komplexe Thematik anzugehen?
Well, it was a competition and I knew that the winning design would be shown on Australia Day. And so I thought to myself, what message do I want to send Australians on this very special day of national significance? And so we usually commemorate Australia Day and we celebrate our achievements, but I thought it would be more important to look back in our history and reconcile for a more tragic chapter.
Inika, du bist noch in der Schule. Was glaubst du, welchen Unterschied deine Generation machen kann, wenn es darum geht, den Heilungsprozess zwischen Schwarz und Weiß in Australien voranzutreiben?
I think the youth, both in Australia and across the world, have a very powerful voice. And I think that if students my age and young people today were to take steps to reconcile for our history and kind of try and mend the past and bridge the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australia, I think we can make a very big impact.
Glaubst du, dass die Herkunft eine Rolle spielt, wenn man dieses Thema angeht? Ich meine, du hast ja keine indigenen Wurzeln.
Well, my father's dad, he was German and he took the family to live in Central Australia when my dad was young and about 12 years old, an early teen. And he lived there for several years on a settlement, an Indigenous settlement known as Papunya, and in Alice Springs, which is in the center of Australia. And so I went back with my dad and family recently, about 4 years ago, and we met his friends. We saw them and like we had a big reunion, I guess, and they called us family. And so having that kind of connection with the center and with the indigenous peoples of Australia and having their artwork in our house and just kind of having that culture within me, it inspired me to create the doodle for Google.
Du bist also eine Australierin, die es wirklich auch mal ins Outback geschafft hat, die zu tun gehabt hat mit den Ureinwohnern, was ja besonders junge Leute kaum hinkriegen, sage ich mal. Die Distanzen sind einfach viel zu groß. Glaubst du aber, dass in der australischen Schule genau oder genug über das Thema Aboriginal Australia gesprochen wird?
Well, I believe that we do learn a lot about Indigenous history. I feel we should maybe learn a bit more from elders and from Indigenous people about their culture. But I think Australia is moving forward in recognizing Indigenous history and the story, because Australia's story goes much further or goes beyond the 200 years ago when the first fleet arrived. And I think continuing this conversation with young people and with Australians is very important. One thing I find very relevant, actually, maybe to Germany even, is the design is based on the Stolen Generation and the treatment of Aboriginal people in Australia and the how children were taken away from their mothers. And that is an atrocity. And some have said that the very early treatment of Aboriginals is a form of Holocaust. I know there are laws in Germany to prevent people from denying that a Holocaust ever happened. And I think it's very important, although we don't have those laws in Australia, that we go with the same ideas and philosophy that we must look to the past so we can learn from it and better our future.
Nun, seit gestern bist du doch ziemlich bekannt geworden im Internet durch das Bild bei Google. Auf deiner Webseite nennst du dich selbst Artivist. Was bedeutet das genau und was hast du in der Zukunft vor?
Artivism is a term that I've kind of made up myself. And it's a mixture between two English words, art and activism, I should say. So it's artistic activism. So it's sending a message or showing some form of activism for a cause through your art. And so I call myself an artivist, which is an artistic activist. And, I wasn't really sure where it was going to take me initially. It's absolutely exploded on the internet. A lot of people are talking about it. And I guess I'm just going to continue making art and speaking my mind and getting people talking and I guess continuing the conversation.
Kannst du uns ungefähr verraten, an was du jetzt schon arbeitest? Gibt es wieder neue Projekte?
Well, I've been offered commission work and to do commission work and to paint for different people. So I'm going to be getting into that. I'm going to be going back to school very soon, back to college. And so I'm going to be focusing on my studies as well. But I guess I'll just keep practicing my art and keep talking to new people and getting people excited and, yeah, just continuing this conversation that I've begun.